I'll begin with a significant result from Chris from Dublin with the AAI indoor games, and exactly as you say, Somerleckie and John Kelly, and very significant results. Somerleckie very early in the day had a 180 a 1 meter 80 high jump. Now this girl's 16, not 17 yet, and this is a new Irish youth record. Of course, she broke the record last weekend in Scotland with a 178. She pushed it up to 180 today, and the previous record was a 176. So you can understand she's rising, and she's just such a talent and such a hardworking athlete, and she works extremely hard with her coach Niall Wilkinson. So today 180, and that actually is just 1 centimetre short of the Irish under 20 record. So that's held by Deirdre Ryan. So you can understand the kind of calibre of the jump. So that was today. That was Dublin for her, and you know that qualifies her for the European Junior Championships. It also qualifies her for Bahamas for the Commonwealth Youth Games. So you know it was a really significant day for her. So later in the day. Sorry.
Yeah, carry on. Chris.
So then basically later in the day we had John Kelly in the shot put, you know, and he's the older of the two Kelly lads, and James was guesting as well in the competition. And yes, indeed, John Kelly, and he's the older of the two brothers, James and John Kelly, of course, and he threw the shot put out to 1749 centimetres, and that's a new Donegal best performance, a new Donegal senior record. He's 22 years of age. He's a student at the LYIT. He's an absolutely outstanding athlete and always has been through the age groups. But today was the most significant day because for him, 22 years of age in a technical event, like a field event, like a shot put event, you know, when they tend to mature a bit later in life. So that's a really significant result for the LYIT student. And he is 1 centimetre, as I say, short of that European A standard. It's a B standard, so he gets another one of those. He gets to the European Championships, but also it's just a how would you put it? It's just a kind of a confidence boost for a young man who's really beginning to mature and to develop as a very high caliber athlete. So that was a very significant result, and of course he won the competition, as did Somerleckie. So those were two very important results in terms of track and field athletics today at that AAI Games. And then you mentioned, Chris, about the Glenmore 10-miler. That was an inaugural event here at Finn Valley and up around Glenmore, which is the area up around Glenfinn. And it was, I hope everybody enjoyed it. There was about 480 entered for the event. And it's an event that Finn Valley hope to develop. It's obvious that people want to challenge themselves sometimes now over longer distance. Once they get the 5K situation, you know, they bed down 5K and couch to 5Ks and then they move on. So today this 10-miler gives them that opportunity, and as I say, good response. Hopefully it's well organized, because I was one of the organizers, I'd say that. So that was that story. And Mark McPaul, a young man from Remelton, was a clear winner. And then we had Michael Black from Letterkenny, and we had Adam Spear, who runs with Finn Valley but from Letterkenny, of course, and John McInhill from Finn Valley, and Monica McGranahan owning the ladies. He's a member of Letterkenny Athletic Club. But really, it was about participation. It was about a bit of enjoyment. Cool enough in the morning, but look, everybody seemed to enjoy it. And then what I said at the end, Chris, everybody home safe, and another race kind of nicked off the list, really. Yeah.
And great to see such a wide variety of people from near and far, clubs represented from all over the Northwest.
Well, that's it, exactly. You know, and so many, you know, clubs nowadays, you know, the running clubs, the registered athletic clubs, the groups, you know, groups that I didn't even know existed. Today, for the first time, I realized there's a group in Newton Cunningham called the Village Runners. So just so brilliant to see so many people engaging, and from North Fermanagh and all that Fermanagh area, and South Donegal and all of true Donegal. So look, and from Derry, of course. So it was very encouraging, and we're all very positive about it at the end of the day.
And the initial feedback, certainly, Patsy, that the course was one that produced a very positive response. People really liked it.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because you yourself participated, and I was delighted to see you there, Chris, and your running group. So, you know, yes, well, that's good to hear, you know, because I'm always delighted to get reaction, and I hope we have a good course there for future. You know, obviously, it'll become an annual event.
Great. And next weekend, Patsy, what's on the agenda on the athletics front?
Well, what's on the agenda next weekend is on the road to Waterford, National Masters Cross Country, and Development All-Ireland Championship. So Donegal interest in that, definitely Donegal interest in that. So Waterford, it's the city of Waterford, so we'll see how that goes. But I do expect more medals coming north. And today as well, of course, and indeed yesterday, hundreds of young Donegal athletes competing Ulster Under-Age Championships in Maharafelt. And just so too many names to start going into, but good to see so many from Donegal involved.
And before the start of the Glenmore 10-mile today, there was a minute's silence observed in memory of the late Hugh Gallagher, and impeccably observed, and many people even there today maybe hadn't have heard of his passing, but a real legend in Donegal athletics.
Well, absolutely, you know, and he was a former member of Finn Valley, so very appropriate, but a very standout man in Donegal athletics over such a long time, and such a great story, and such a resilient man, and his family, of course, had been, all of them practically had been involved with me here at Finn Valley when they were young athletes. You know, the dad, Hugh, God rest him, he came with them on a Sunday morning, sitting there waiting for the bus.
And I think
he had a great innings and a great innings in athletics.